This is On the Mark. Pleased to be joined by Kenny the Jet Smith. You loved him on the court. You loved him. You love him, actually, every night, the NBA on TNT. And Kenny's doing work with JCPenney. He's working with the YMCA in New York today and also working with a couple of lottery picks to be in Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox. Who's going to go first, Kenny? Who do you think is ahead of who here?
Oh, that's funny. I think the great thing is, first, you know, doing this event with these kids and with JCPenney here at the YMCA, mentoring some kids about college life and life after college and or life after sports has been great. Meeting both of them, honestly. I really look at the draft now as need, and whoever needs a two guard is going to take Monk. Whoever needs a point is going to take Fox. I think that that's the way I think the whole draft is going to go. From top to bottom, it's more of a need than anything else. Because I don't think any of the guys have really separated themselves that much to say that they have. There's no, like, there's not Shaq, you know, where there's like, okay, he's that guy.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And so, okay, that leads me into, you're the Boston Celtics. You're in the Eastern Conference Finals. You have a ton of value in that number one pick. Are you keeping the pick if you're Kenny Smith, or are you going to trade it for, say, Paul George or Jimmy Butler and maybe a little bit more since you have that number one pick?
Well, if you said those guys, if they're available, without question, I'm going to entertain that for sure, because, you know, isn't the goal that your number one pick plays like those two guys? So why would you have those two guys? You know, so for me, it really would depend on if those two guys are really available, because everyone says people are available until there's an offer actually made.
I think Jimmy Butler is available. I think Chicago would do that, but we'll see. I need your help here, Kenny. I grew up in Chicago. I watched Mike since he entered the league in 84. I remember you, of course, as well, Sacramento Kings with the Smith on the bottom of the jersey, all that. And that was a quality time in the league, and I'm kind of fighting people off right now about LeBron versus Mike, and I would make the argument one way is like, look, Mike was the better scorer, Mike was the better defender. Mike, you could almost make the argument, once he stepped into the league, he pretty much was the best player in the league. Maybe not his rookie year, but he was right there. I mean, it's like the water faucet turned on; it didn't turn off until he retired. Where are you on the LeBron Michael argument?
Well, you know, I probably bias, obviously, being a North Carolina graduate, being someone who played with him. But overall, you know, six championships. You know, not three, not two, not four, six. So until you're in that conversation of six, yeah, you're on your way possibly, but until you're on that conversation of six and take a year off and play baseball, then you could talk to me about who's better. You know, because where I've come from is they don't ask you how many points you score or how many All-Star games you win or MVPs. They say, did you win?
MJ certainly did that. All right, let's look at what's going on in the playoffs right now. Who do you, assuming that, you know, I don't know, maybe they're both going in 12-0, who do you like in the finals, Golden State and Cleveland?
Well, you know, I think you know, if that's the case, you know, we're really a little bit ahead of the game, but you know, it looks like that has been it. You know, Cleveland's only won one game to this point, but you know, if there's a rematch of last year's finals, I think the addition of Kevin Durant is what separates Game 7 and gets them over the hump. That would just be my opinion. You got the same team basically doing the same things pretty much, but now you have arguably one of the top three players in basketball added to a team that won 73 games. So I would always favor that.
Who gets the credit on the NBA on TNT for Gone Fishing? The best segment, I would say, in all of NBA playoff basketball. It's so good.
Well, I came up with that.
Did you really?
It was just Ernie and I before even Charles got there. We used to do it, Gone Fishing. But it came about when we were playing the Phoenix Suns when I was a Houston Rocket. Okay. And so the Phoenix Suns mascot is the gorilla. And he came out one time, and he came out with a fishing pole, and they were playing the Andy Griffin song, Uh-huh. And he drops like a page and it had each team that they had eliminated on the poll. And then the next thing it said, the Rockets. And I said in the huddle, we're not going fishing. That's how it started. And so every year after that, we used to be like, we're not going fishing. So that's how it started. When I saw the Phoenix Gorilla say, had to have that poll out.
That's awesome. Did you win that series? I forget.
Oh, yeah, we won. Yes, we did. We came back and won that series. That was our first championship.
Yeah, you lost the first two and then won four in a row, right? Is that my
exactly.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Who's your MVP, Kenny?
Say that again?
Who's your MVP? You going with Russ? You going with James?
Oh, no, I'm going with Russell Westbrook. I'm going with Russell Westbrook. James had a great – he had an MVP season, but, he had a historic season. Russell Westbrook had an historic season. It was unbelievable. Never been done, and there's a reason why it hasn't been done in that long. So I would go with Russell Westbrook.
Couple more with Kenny the Jet before we let him get on his way here. For the young guys that you're working with, what do they want to know from you? What do you want to tell them about what they're going to embark on? Huge money, expectations, and trying to, I don't know, keep their life somewhat normal.
Well, the first thing I just really want to emphasize is just get your foundation strong initially. And you put your foundation strong, it's just like a house. When the wind starts blowing and the rain starts in the hurricane season, you have a strong foundation, you're going to weather that storm. And that's from a financial point, that's from a social standpoint, and it's definitely a basketball. So create your foundation today. That's the emphasis that I told them. It's up for them to create it, but that's the most important thing.
That's a solid advice right there. And all right, last one here. Mark Cuban comes out this week. The Mavs tanked at the end. We wanted to lose games. Is there anything the NBA can do, should do about that? Because it's just reality. Like, look, if I'm out of the playoffs, I want to have the highest pick I can possibly get. It's been going on forever. I don't think it's a big deal, but hearing an owner say that, that's obviously something that Adam Silver and company don't really want.
Well, anytime that you try to dictate the integrity of the game, I think that you should be suspended or fined for that.
Wow.
In any manner.
Yeah.
And so, for me, when you do that as an owner, then you should be fined or suspended. And I love Mark Cuban. But for him to do that or say that he's trying to do that, well, why not do it when at the beginning of the season? Because other teams are fighting for playoff spots and they're fighting for, positioning. And you're changing the integrity of the game. And so, to me, that dictates a fine or suspension.
That's fair. And last one for you. Does Carmelo need to get out of New York for his own sake here? And I'm baffled by Phil Jackson not doing better at his job than he's done so far, at least to this point.
Well, it's going to be Carmelo or him. And then if I'm Carmelo Anthony, I have that right in my clause that I would not go anywhere I wouldn't want to go. I'd stay in New York if there was offers that I did not want to be. If I did not want to be in whatever city A, B, or C wanted me, and I didn't want to be there, I wouldn't go. That's the reason he put that in his contract, and that's the reason they allowed him to do it.
Spoken like a true New Yorker, the Jet.
No doubt. Because New Yorkers will love him. They'll eventually love him if he puts points on the board. Yep.
Kenny, appreciate it. Great work with JCPenney, and we love watching you, man. Continued success to you.
Okay, thanks. All right.
And on the mark, continuing, Big Blue Nation on the line. Malik Monk, who's going to be a lottery pick in the 2017 draft, working with JCPenney. You like that Big Blue Nation, don't you, Malik? I wherever you go, I'm looking at your Twitter. Crowds are just following you.
Man, crazy. I'm thankful I went there. It's going to be, like I said, Big Blue Nation, the best fan base ever, and they're going to follow me wherever I go. And if you go to Kentucky, they're going to follow you wherever you go. So thankful to be in that situation.
So would you have come out after high school if you could have, or were you going to college even if there wasn't the whole one-and-done rule?
That's a tough question because we had college, but I think I was going to go to college just for the experience anyway.
So do you feel like, I mean, obviously you're excited to go to the NBA, but is there at least a little part of you that, hey, it would have been nice to have played a little bit longer with Kentucky?
Yeah, I would like to. I always like to win a national championship, but I mean, it's just what I got to do best for my family, and me. So that's just a decision.
Yeah, that makes sense. You got to wait when the paper's sitting right in front of you. You
got
to grab it. I hear that.
Got to. I mean, got to.
You know, you just nothing's a guarantee. You can't be risking injury and all that type of stuff. You got to go.
Man, nothing at all.
How did Coach Cal help you make the decision? I know he always tells guys when it's their time to go. One of his things is he's never going to try to hold you back. He's going to try to push you, especially if you're going to be a lottery pick like yourself.
Yeah, for sure. After the North Carolina game, after everything died down, after all our feelings and stuff died down, he called me, Bam, and Fox in to talk to us and stuff. And he told us we should try it out, test the water. So,
yep. Who should go higher? You or De'Aaron?
That's a tough decision, but. Whoever needs what I can do, and whoever needs what De'Aaron can do, will go first. But we really don't know how the draft will go, so we're just waiting on that moment.
Well, who wins that one-on-one matchup?
Me, easily.
Yeah. So if it's make it, take it to 11, what's the score for you versus De'Aaron?
11-0. I don't plan on missing.
So either you get the ball and he never touches it, or you get one stop and you never give it back. That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. No, but we had a lot of battles, one-on-one battles in at Kentucky. We did like King of the Court, uh-huh, with me, De'Aaron, Briscoe, Hamadou, and Dom, and everybody, it was a battle. I think everybody had like five or six every time. So we all just battled.
Do you have a shoe deal yet, Malik?
No, I don't.
Okay, you haven't gone out and bought the big baller brand Z20s, have you? Or the $495
nah,
shoe?
I ain't bought them yet.
Once you get that NBA paper, could you see yourself getting a pair or no?
If I get the NBA paper, if I sign a shoe contract, I don't think my shoe deal will allow me to do that.
Right.
But I seen the shoe. They look pretty nice though.
Okay. And that's no disrespect to the Ball family, but you know, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure. Not at all.
A lot of money for a pair of shoes. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's a big
yeah,
that's a big number. Even
for, yeah, for sure. But that's what they see, so I ain't mad at them.
Okay. So you got your brother played with the Bears in the NFL. You had you got a cousin who also played hoops for Arkansas, and you got an uncle who was a running back. So it's a big time athletic family here, Malik. Do you kind of hold yourself as, look, you know, I'm going to be the best of them all?
I'm the best. I was the best when I was young. I knew that. Oh yeah, I got to be the best though. I have to be.
Okay. Like, at what age did you figure that out? Were you like at 10 years old? You're like, you know what? I'm looking at all of you, and I'm gonna be the best.
Yeah. No, it was about my 10th grade year when I moved to Bentonville and just started developing way more. I knew I was gonna be something special then.
I've seen you compared to Avery Bradley, who's a, you know, great defender for the Celtics and can shoot it, and he's about your height. Do you like that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you like that comparison at all?
Man, he plays defense.
He does.
That's a great comparison. But I don't really try to model my game after anybody. I try to play Malik. So.
Yeah. What about your guy Russell? That's your favorite player, right? At least I read that. Is that still true?
For sure. That's my favorite player.
So you think he should be the MVP, huh?
Him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, no question.
Yeah. What if any part of your game has some Russ in it, what would you say?
Russ? I don't think I have any Russ. It's just things getting in the weight room, stuff like that. But I don't think I have any wrestling like it.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are different. There's no doubt. So do you like getting in the weight room? You like adding on pounds like that? To me, that would be, I'd rather just hoop.
Oh, yeah. Say that again?
I mean, for me, I would rather just hoop. I wouldn't want to be, you know, doing lifting weights and stuff. I don't think I would like that if I was in your spot. But it sounds like you don't mind getting in there and putting on a couple pounds of muscle.
Oh yeah, I like just playing ball. But I mean, that's what it takes to get there, and that's what it takes to be dominant in that league. So that's what I got to do, and I'm gonna do it.
Why didn't you come to Chicago for the combine?
My agent didn't think it was the best for me, and I thought working out and just being by myself and working out would be way better than going to the combine.
Fair enough. Who's your agent?
Jeff Swartz.
Okay. That sounds like a big time guy right there. Hey, if you could pick it, where would you go? You want to go to New York City or somewhere a little warmer?
I mean, I can't really say that because I don't nobody know the draft, so it really don't even matter to me though.
Wherever you go, best of luck and thanks for taking time, Malik.
Man, thank you. Appreciate you for having me.
My pleasure.